There's been mud on my soul. There's been anger inside me. There's still unforgiven deeds that now it's time to free. I've been trapped inside so long. Don't remember how to live. How much of life has passed me by as I slept inside my dreams. Oh yes, sip the waters too. Let them wash all over you.
From deep sleep, early in the morning, with a promise to keep. A wake-up call rings an alarming sound. It brings concerned caution, warning on risk around. A wake-up call is a real reminder. It cures forgetfulness. As we are getting older, a wake-up call may come from a bad day to turn the wrong event into a positive way. As the evening comes to rest one weary soul, at the break of dawn, listen to wake-up call. So wake-up call is a remedy for forgetfulness. It cures forgetfulness, and it can come in any way. Sometimes from a bad day, sometimes from the tiredness of the soul. There is a gross one and there is a subtle one. The most important thing is to get up from the deep slumber, from the uninterrupted sleep of forgetfulness, from the sleep of avidya, from the sleep of delusion, from the sleep of illusion. Things happening throughout the day should act as a wake-up call. If we ponder upon our daily routine, you will find that there are so many things coming our way and they act as wake-up call. They remind us. Only thing is, we have to sit, reflect, churn, stop, pause. Then only that wake-up call can be heard. Otherwise, the call would fall upon deaf air. In Murlis, we often hear this word, Kumbhakarna. Kumbh means pitcher, and karna means ears. So when you speak in a closed pitcher, the voice will reverberate, echo, but it cannot be heard to outside persons. So this is a kumbh, this is a pitcher. So pitcher means somebody who hears but doesn't listen. The words fall on the dead ear. The person doesn't listen. That is known as Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna also indicates those highly influential people in the world, but they are at high posts, but who have no time to listen to this knowledge. The knowledge falls on the dead ears. That is also Kumbhakarna. So Kumbhakarna is a stage of sleeping. It's a stage of illusion, delusion. It's a stage of slumber. And mythological stories say that Kumbhakarna was the younger brother of Ravana. He was very mighty, though good at heart, but he was loyal to his brother, and that became the cause of his death. So three brothers sat in meditation, penance, to gain blessings from Lord Brahma. But the king of heaven, Indra, as usual, is always always scary, and he's fearful, he's always anxious the moment he finds that somebody is doing tapasya, because he suffers from insecurity disorder. So every now and then he has to deploy, he has to send emissaries, his spies, his apsaras, to disturb the tapasya of these people. And sometimes he has to go and intervene himself. So this time he took the help of Goddess Saraswati, because he knew this Kumbhakarna is going to ask for Indrasan, seat of Indra. So he did a trick. So Saraswati was told to change the words. So rather than Indrasan, he asked for Nidrasan. There is yet another thing. He wanted also to destroy all the deities, Kumbhakarna. So he wanted Nirdevatam. Nirdevatam means total destruction of all the deities. But this Saraswati played a trick, and instead of Nirdevatam, it was Nidravatvam, that is sleep. So he said that I should enjoy Nidrasana whole my life, and be it so. The blessing was granted. But then Ravana could not tolerate this injustice. How can it be? My brother has been cheated. This is the plot of Indra. So he said to Brahma, please undo the blessing. Brahma said, no, it is not possible. But yes, I can slightly modify the blessing. So we'll do one thing, we'll make him sleep for 6 months, and then he can stay awake. Some books say 6 months, but some books say no. He will stay awake till his appetite start decreasing. So once his appetite goes down, then again he will sleep. So roughly they say 6 months he sleep and 6 months he stays awake. Yeah, he was not eating. How can somebody eat in sleep? A jug. It was for waking up. But in the 6 months time he was not eating. So that also indicates that for half the cycle, his sleep is an indicative of copper age and iron age. And his wakefulness is indicative of Satyug and Treta Yug, golden age and silver age. So half the cycle he is awake, half the cycle he sleeps. So when there was a war between Rama and Ravana, and Ravana saw that Rama's army is gaining upper hand, so immediate intervention was needed, immediate help from Kumbhakarna. So many attempts were made to wake him up, but all failed. So ultimately the sweet smell, the fragrance of food woke him up. Some books say that yes, he was woken up when army of thousand people walked on his body or something like that. So whatever, ultimately he was woken up. And then he went and ate so many monkeys, and he also defeated Sugriva, made him unconscious. But ultimately he was defeated and killed by Ravana. So that's the story. He just woke up to get killed. So Baba says, double foreigners will come in India and they will wake up the Kumbhakarnas of India. So who is Kumbhakaran and what is stage of Kumbhakaran? Kumbhakaran is the stage of sleep, forgetfulness, oblivion. It's the stage of oblivion, forgetfulness, unawareness. It's a stage of self-unconsciousness, vismriti. You know things, you hear things, but they don't go inside. So this sleeping is a sort of curse. So Kumbhakarna indicates sleep, forgetfulness. Kumbhakarna indicates a stage of illusion. Kumbhakarna also indicates the stage of ego, where you are worldly, very rich, but you don't listen to Gyan. Kumbhakarna also indicates the dark ages, the two dark ages, where we are away from God, where we do not know Him. Kumbhakarna is the stage of Nastik, because since he doesn't know God. But there is one event in that Kumbhakarna also tries to convince Ravana to make friends with Rama. But Ravana is adamant and arrogant, and Kumbhakarna was loyal to his brother. So he supports him. So sleeping, forgetfulness, illusion, delusion, avidya, ego, the dark age, the dark night of the soul is what is. So he wanted blessing, but he got curse. The sleep is sort of curse. You know, there are people who just love to sleep. Sleep is a very good thing, but actually if you don't get good sleep, you don't enjoy life. Anxiety, fear, uneasiness, restlessness. You feel physically weak. And those people who suffer from sleep deprivation, those who don't get sleep at all, then their body starts suffering. They become weak. They lose weight. They become thin built. No appetite, depression without sleep. That's why you should have a very good sleep, sound sleep. They say that 6 hours, 8 hours sleep at night. So good sleep is needed, because without sound sleep, there is no sound body. There are people who suffer from insomnia. They don't get sleep. And then they are addicted to sleeping pills. Half of the world sleeps with sleeping pills. That is different. We are just talking of the world. What is the position of the world? We'll come to yogi stage. But whole world suffers. Half of the world suffers, sleeps with sleeping pills. Without that, they don't get sleep. And when there is sleep deprivation, you become irritable throughout the day. You don't enjoy anything. Can you enjoy yoga? If you stay awake the whole night, you don't enjoy Amrit Vela, you'll feel sleepy. That's why very good sleep is needed. Very sound sleep, very nice sleep. So that is one definition of Kumbhakarna, means who sleeps. One is three types of sleeps. One is the gross sleep, which is needed, which is must. The second is sleep of avidya, ignorance. And third is sleep of vismriti, oblivion. Vismriti. the three types of sleep. So as I said, this sleep, gross sleep is needed. For the worldly person, they say 6 to 8 hours. But it also depends on you, what food you eat, what is your age, what are your physical activity, whole lifestyle. There is a laborer who works, who tills, who works very hard. And if you see the cycle of human life, the maximum sleep is needed by baby, who keeps on sleeping. 23 hours, 20 hours. He sleeps all the time. But as you grow up, your sleep decreases. And when you become old, the old people don't get any sleep. 1 hour, 2 hours, they stay awake. Sleep requirement has gone down. So that is a human cycle. So good sleep is needed, yes, definitely. And as I said, sleep depends upon your food, your lifestyle, your working hours. So many factors are there in sleep. But when we come to yogi life, we realize that we start making changes in our lifestyle. Changes in food, habits, changes in everything. So gradually that affects the sleep. So when your food changes, your hours of sleep changes. One. When whatever you are doing throughout the day, that changes your sleep. A person who is not doing anything, no hard work, nothing, he should not, he's eating, drinking and sleeping. There's nothing hard work. Even no intellectual work. That person to sleep for 8 hours, 10 hours would be just a sort of laziness rather than any other thing. Even after getting good sleep, even if after sleeping for 8 hours, there are people who get up and don't feel fresh. They feel very tired. So the reason for insomnia could be medical reasons. Some problem, some deficiency of some vitamins or some minerals. Or some disease, something is there. So first rule out medical issues. Once everything is normal and still somebody is suffering from insomnia, the cause might be psychological. Or the person is not getting enough sleep. The work is so much that they are deprived of sleep. So sleep is such a thing that sleep and food. You have to just plan these two things. If you can chalk out a good plan for these two things, sleep and food, your Brahmin life will become stable. If there is no planning for food and sleep, there will be always disturbances. The Amritvela will go in sleep. And without good Amritvela, without that experience of soul, whole day body pulls you. Then everything related to body, food and relationships and everything, they keep you at a lower level. But when you are having very powerful Amritvela, you stay in an entirely different world. Your churning, your thoughts, reflections, everything is different. You stay in the wakefulness stage. So very necessary to have sleep, not to have sleep deprivation, and plan your sleep. Sleep hygiene, that's a good concept. Sleep hygiene, how the room should be. Lights closed, windows open, where you sleep, on mattress or on the floor, how things are. The more comfortable you have things with you, it's difficult to get up. So everything is noise. There is too much noise, you can't sleep. Sleep deprivation is also a method of punishment. In China and in other places, where the prisoners were caught and they would not tell, reveal secrets, though they were put in drums and they kept on beating that drum. So ultimately they turned traitor and ultimately they revealed the secrets. Because they were not allowed to sleep for days together. So it's a very tough situation. Person becomes mad, insane, if you don't get good sleep for days together. That's why sleep is such a good thing. And sleep should be the moment you go to bed, within 1 or 2 minutes you should go to sleep. That is the best thing. Without any pills or anything. The second thing is sleep of ignorance. So Kumbhakarna is somebody who is in that world of ignorance, illusion, delusion, who thinks that he knows and he doesn't know. So we need to get up from that ignorance, that avidya. And for that, most important thing is to know that there are many things I have not known. That desire, that curiosity, that inquisitiveness, jikyasa for knowledge should stay. There are so many things that we do not know. So become a small child again and learn from everyone, learn from everything. There are so many things to teach. Everything teaches us something. Every small thing. Even if you think somebody is your biggest enemy, he teaches you something. Your greatest critic is your biggest friend. Is your teacher. Your friends, otherwise they don't teach. They keep on praising you. What you learn from praises? Do you learn anything from praises? Somebody comes, oh, your speech was very good, excellent, I loved it. What he did to me? Nothing. I just get happy. That's it. But somebody comes and said, what you spoke, but we don't see that in your life. That's a shocking remark. And we wake up. And somebody says, this is, you are just telling something borrowed. This is not your churning. You get shocked. This is, you are doing copy-paste business. Copy-paste, copy-paste, copy-paste. So you are shocked. So you learn more. And third thing is, you know things, but you have forgotten them. So, wake up. Kumbhakarna was, they tried so many methods to wake him up. They tried to move him, they tried to pierce him, they tried to throw water, food, smell, light. So many methods were tried to wake him up. Drums were played near his ear. So everything should be done. There is a Kumbhakarna in each one of us sleeping. So we need to wake him up. Sometimes move, sometimes pierce, sometimes give something sweet, smell, sometimes splash water, sometimes blow trumpet in his ears. So many methods are there of Jnana and Yoga, but wake up. So it's a time to wake up. The wake-up call has already come. It's now or never. Every moment is the last moment. You know, that's a saying from Mama. And how she, when did she utter this for the first time? Every moment is the last moment. When did she say this for the first time? When her sister died, Gopi. And the sisters were carrying, doing the funeral rites. That was the first time when she saw that other people are crying. Ma said, don't cry. Even we are going to die. And think that every moment is the last moment. So that was the first time when she uttered that. So, wake up. Now, rise from that deep slumber. Om Shanti.